Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. New figures show the number of Iowans who accessed abortion care through out-of-state health care providers increased last year. Iowa Public Radio's Natalie Krebs reports.
2025 was the first full year an Iowa law banning abortion at around 6 weeks of pregnancy with exceptions was in effect. New numbers from the Guttmacher Institute, which supports abortion rights, found most Iowans had abortions using pills they received from out-of-state providers last year. Isaac Matozima is a data scientist with the Guttmacher Institute.
In 2025, around two-thirds of the abortions occurring in Iowa were via telehealth, which is an increase from 2024 and a big increase from 2023.
The data also show about 2,400 Iowans traveled out of state for abortion care last year, more than double the number from 2023 before the law was in effect. I'm Natalie Krebs, IPR News.
A DMV office is scheduled to return to Aledo this summer. The Illinois Secretary of State's office announced on Tuesday that it's signed a lease for a new location at 129 East Main Street. Aledo's previous DMV closed last year after unsuccessful negotiations with the former landlord. According to the Secretary of State, the new DMV will be the first one-stop shop location in the Quad Cities region. That's a model where cross-trained employees can complete multiple transactions at a single counter to reduce wait times and streamline the customer experience. The upgraded facility will also feature nearly 50% more square footage than the previous location. An opening date has yet to be announced. The city of Eldridge has been served by a volunteer fire department for years, but now the city is moving ahead in taking over the department against the wishes of the fire and EMS crew. WVIK's Brady Johnson has more.
The council this week unanimously approved hiring a fire chief to supervise the volunteers and construct additional living quarters at the current station. Before the vote, some members of the public shared their disapproval, urging the city to boost funding for the volunteer model without taking over operations. Mayor Scott Campbell urged the community to come together during the transition.
We just asked you guys to give us a chance. You said last week you couldn't trust it. We really want to work with you. We can't do this without you. The city of Eldridge can't do it. Our citizens can't do it without you.
The council will start work on creating a search committee for a fire chief in the coming weeks. I'm Brady Johnson, WVIK News.
Illinois' state climatologist says that Canadian wildfire conditions are not rare for this time of year, but the location of the fires is. Dr. Trent Ford explains that wildfire risk in central Canada are increasing due to long periods of heat and dryness. Shifting winds brought that smoke to the Quad Cities region and the Midwest over the past week. Ford says the forecast for this week is going to be fairly cool for July, but not as smoky.
So that'll be great. But wildfires are still burning in Canada and Minnesota, which means that when the winds shift in the right direction, we will get more smoke. So this isn't something that's immediately going to go away.
Ford recommends checking the EPA's website daily for air quality conditions, even if the air does not appear smoky or hazy. A new mural depicting Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s visit to the Quad Cities in 1965 has been unveiled at MLK Park on North Brady Street in Davenport. WVIK's Jonathan Turner reports on the artwork created by Isaiah Zay Williams.
The Rock Island artist and friends of MLK took part in a public dedication ceremony celebrating the completion of the mural, prominently featuring a vibrant portrait of Dr. King and his immortal words, "I have a dream," on Tuesday, July 21st. The new mural honors Dr. King's only Quad Cities appearance in 1965 to receive the Pachamin Terrace Peace and Freedom Award. Williams' mural helps educate people on civil rights issues, and the 30-year-old, who turns 31 July 25th, said it's the realization of a longtime dream.
It's been a highly anticipated project. I was extremely excited to, you know, be able to paint this mural. One of the most beautiful things about this mural is that Martin Luther King was actually here and he did a speech, and I wanted that to be reflected through the mural.
For more on this story, visit WVIK.org. For WVIK News, this is Jonathan Turner.
In sports, the Quad Cities River Bandits lost 8-5 against the Beloit Skycarp in Wisconsin last night. This is WVIK News.